Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams says Nabuskiak residents are being turned away at Bethel businesses, even when they are following COVID-19 health protocols. Last week, she sent two workers to Napa Auto Supply in Bethel for parts to fix a village's power plant, an essential need, she says. Williams says the two Nabuskiak residents tested negative for coronavirus and were wearing masks inside the store.
Once the worker heard Nabuskiak, he asked them to get out.
The village blames the way the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation disclosed the likely existence of community spread of COVID-19 in the village. Williams says the stigma was worsened when YKC sent its staff an email saying that any employee that traveled to Nabuskiak recently must be tested for COVID-19.
I feel terrible for our village.
YKC was surprised by the village's press release. Communications Director Tiffany Zolkowski said the Nabuskiak Tribal Chief, Tribal Administrator, and Mayor had all approved the announcement about likely community spread and said it would not have published without the village's support. But now, Tribal Administrator Williams says the announcement shouldn't have been made because she isn't sold on the idea that there is actually community spread of COVID-19 in her village. There have only been two cases in Nabuskiak, and in the first case, the individual initially received a positive test result, but two subsequent lab tests returned negative.
What I'm trying to point out is the first one was false.
YKHC says it does not believe any cases it announced in the month of June were false positives, which is when both cases in Nabuskiak occurred. Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges says inconsistent test results are more often because the individual has a low amount of the virus, and sometimes tests can't detect it.
The testing may be inconsistent, but that doesn't mean that they aren't infected with the coronavirus.
YKHC stands by its assessment of likely community spread in Nabuskiak, made in consultation with the state section of epidemiology, and believes it was important to make the information public. The health corporation said in a statement that, quote, "No one knows when a COVID-19 infection will result in a serious illness that leads to hospitalization or death. We believe not identifying the public health risk once our providers notice these trends would have put lives at risk. It is not yet clear that there are only two cases that were in Nabuskiak, since not all village residents have received test results yet. Following the first case in Nabuskiak, 263 people in the village volunteered for testing, 64% of the population, according to YKHC. Widespread testing was again offered in the village from June 26th to July 1st. Since Nabuskiak's press release about discrimination against its residents in Bethel, some businesses have apologized. Napa manager Stacy Erlinson says the employee who asked the Nabuskiak residents to leave the store was not following store policy.
We're not discriminating against anybody here.
Erlinson says he called the Nabuskiak tribal administrator to apologize and offered several ways that villagers could shop at his store. He said, first of all, Nabuskiak residents are allowed to come inside. He also says they could also call ahead and pick up items outside the store, or he would even deliver to the village.
I told him that if there's anything they need for a one-time thing to be mailed out, we'll take care of the freight to send it out to them.
Other villages that have experienced cases of COVID-19 are used to creative ways of interacting with other communities. Nunapichuk Tribal Council President Jay Alexi Sr. said when a resident in his village tested positive, the Nunapichuk store found a way to let Kasigluk residents buy items while minimizing in-person contact.
What we did was they called to the store, bought what they want with the manager, paid for it, and the police station here used to deliver it halfway across to Kasigluk and give that to the other TPU, and they deliver it.
Alexi says he's thankful that Nabuskiak shared the news of likely community spread there. He said Nunapichuk announced the COVID-19 case in his village back in May in order to warn its neighbors.
Every village should, when they have that COVID-19, they should tell the other villages that there's a COVID-19 going on in that village, so they would not go to that village until they are cleared or not.
Alexi said he's not surprised that Nabuskiak is facing some discrimination after the news of community spread there, but he says this pandemic is serious. The numbers for the YK Delta are increasing by the day. In June, YKHC announced 10 cases of COVID-19 linked to the region. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.